Kof Hei Kislev, Thursday Hanukkah, Monday the 3rd of December, by Rabbi David Halpern Shlita, Pearls of Hanukkah.
In the daf is from Peter. Putting in for Hanukkah, a few things about Hanukkah. For the Sikh Hakduma, Allah said Hakduma. This Hakduma is the Yesod in all Yom Tovim. And with that, we can understand a few other points can be for emphasis. A Yesod Gudol, Yom Tovim is not just to remember something which happened a long time ago, and to thank the Eibishter, something which happened. A person has a personal chvaisa nes, a hatzula tzivus. So every year he makes a hoduah to the Eibishter. The Tosfos Yom Tov is well known. He made for his einiklach and so on and so on. Our Yom Tovim, which are nikkur gvam for the whole of Klal Yisrael, is much more than that. Every year again, it's all what happened. Our sports, which happened then, happen now. Everybody knows this pushut that when the Eibishter said on Yom Kippur to Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael, "Oyem Hashem shalachti kedorecho," kapuras avoinus for the eagle. So we don't just memorize it, commemorate it every year. Every year there's a kapuras avoinus. We go through the whole Elul and Tishri till we come to shalachti kedorecho. And all Yom Tovim, every Shavuos there's a new Matan Torah. So Chanukah also, Chanukah every year the hashpuras of Chanukah, which basically are two things. Chanukah was a month for Nisim, Moedig and Nisim. I will soon talk about it. And also there was a revival of the Hepach of Shikchas HaTorah. The Gemalti, the revival of Torah, Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi, all happened from Chanukah onwards. So these Hashpuras happen every year again and again and again. And with that, the Sfurim HaKadoshim, various Sfurim, explain. The Gemara brings the story of Chanukah in Shabbos of Chopes, the story of Chanukah. And the Gemara finishes off by saying, after all the Nisim, it happened. Lashuna Achedus, it came next year. Kovim Basim Yom Tovim, they made it to Yom Tovim. Bahal Vaidu. Why did they wait till next year to make it into Yom Tov? Why didn't they immediately decide that next year would be a Yom Tov? So they say because at that time they didn't know this is something which is going to happen every year. They had Gemalti Nisim, all right, that was it, finished. When it came next year and they had the sensitivity to feel these things. They felt the Gvaltika Hashpuz of these days, so they said, this is something to do with Chuf Hei Kislev and these 8 days. So that's why they waited next year, and only then, when they really realized and felt that this is something which is going to happen every year, they made it into Yom Tov. This is called Hakduma Yesoid. I would like to go through the Gemara, push it Pshat Gemara, which I feel many people have not understood clearly the Gemara from the way certain certain people ask kashas. It seems to me they haven't really understood the Gemara. So I'd like to go to the Gemara base one for here. Halal Vaidur. Now we know Chanukah, there are basically three mitzvahs. Chazal and Masakim, three mitzvahs. A mitzvah of saying halal every day, achiev, to say halal every day. More mitzvah than halal in Rosh Chodesh, Medibra Kabula, the Yesh Omer Mafele Medaraisa. So halal every day is a mitzvah. Then they gave us achiev to say Haidur, Ala Nisim. And they placed the Baal HaNisim in the Shemoneh Esrei at the Brachas Moedim, the mitzvah Haidua, and then the mitzvah Hadlokas HaNeiros. Three special mitzvahs for Chanukah. On Chanukah, two special things happened. There was a Gevaltig Nisim of Rabban Biyad Miyatim, and don't get it wrong, Rabban Biyad Miyatim does not mean 100,000 in the hands of 20,000. It's a few 100,000 in the hands of 13. We could call it suicide today, I suppose. 13 people, Zekrashi in Reis HaBrucho, Burei Hashem Chayla, Zekrashi, the army of the Hashmonoim had 13 people against hundreds of thousands. So Moedig and Moedig and Nisim, Rabbi Miyad Matim, and the Nes in the Menorah that it burned for 8 days instead of one. These are the two main Nisim, and then we have the three mitzvahs. But Pashtus, it seems to be, that even though they're connected one with the other, but the mitzvah of Halal, Vohidur, is because of the Nes HaMelchuma, Rabban Beyad Miyatim, and the mitzvah of Hadlukas HaMenorah is because of the Nes which happened in the Menorah. That's how this Pashtus, these two things go together. Now let's look at the Gemara. Let me learn it first, how most people learn it, then I'll tell you where we need to adjust it a bit. Gemara Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph, my Chanukah. And as she says, my Chanukah, which Nes, on which Nes were the Mesaka in the midst of the Yom Tov Chanukah? The Tuna Rabbonon, Bechuf Hei Bechislev, Yoyim Bedah Chanukah, day of Chanukah, Taman Ye'inen, 8 days, Dulula Mispad Bohin, one mustn't make a Hesped in Chanukah, Dulula is Anish Bohin, they mustn't fast the Chanukah. Why? Shekesh Nechnesi Yevunim Leheichel, Timmy Kalashmanim, they tell me all the Shmanim Shebeheichel, and when they won the war, Bodki, they searched, they only found one jug of oil, and they had enough for one day, and they had enough for 8 days, they next year decided to be Yom Tov, Bahalel, Vahoydur. Now, you learn this Gemara, there's a few kashas. The Gemara doesn't make any big thing about the Melchuma. It could have been, according to that, it could have been an equal war, 100,000 against 100,000. And then the whole story of the Nes with the oil, and next year they decided to make Halal Vahoydur, doesn't say about the Menorah. We stress the Nes of the Pashtal Shemen, and we don't mention the mitzvah of the Menorah. I've seen those who ask this kasha, but I think they ask this kasha because they don't really understand the Gemara. Rashi adds on, Huch Gosin, Asim Yom Tovim Bahal Vaidur. So Rashi says, Lo Yish Asin Memlucha, don't think it's Asim Memlucha like all Yom Tovim. Shalo Nikvi Eilo Likras Halal Valoyim Al Nisim Vaidur. Now let me tell you what Pshat Gemara is. We have to learn this Gemara in the right context. There's a Masechta called Masechta Tanis that goes through the calendar of the year, all the months of the year, pointing out which days are Yomim Tovim. When I say Yomim Tovim, not the Yomim Tovim of the Torah, like Kadeka Chumash, Pashas Emoy. Yomim Tovim, days where there's also Behesped V'Tanis. Special days where there's also Behesped V'Tanis. And going through that, it stops at Kislev. And it's not telling us about the story of Chanukah. We all know the story of Chanukah. And we all know that we're supposed to light the menorah. That's not the mission. This is not the mission informing us of the mitzvahs of Chanukah. The mission is explaining us why on these days are special, also behesped v'tanis. Now, the fact that we light the menorah, let's separate the two things. That had there just been a less than the menorah, and one day in the mishmikdash they were short of oil, and they didn't have enough oil, and they had one jug, and it worked for 8 days, the Valtiger Ness, they might have made a mitzvah of Hadlokas HaMenorah for this Ness. That wouldn't have made it into a Yom Tov. It's a mitzvah. The mitzvah of Hadlokas HaMenorah is a mitzvah. And that doesn't make the Yom Tov into a Yom Tov. So that day you can still have a Tanis, you can still have Hesped, but it's a mitzvah you have to do. On the other hand, if there would have only been the Melchuma, and not the Ness and the Menorah, and they would have won the war, they would have made us probably one day a Yom Tov. One day, not 8 days. So the Rai is explaining us, how do we end up here with 8 days of Yom Tov, but also Behesped Tanis? So Rai tells us the story. They had the Melchuma. It doesn't go into the details of Melchuma. It's not telling us the Nes Melchuma, because we all know it. We've all learned it in school already. That's not what the Rai is coming to inform us. But because when there was this Nes with the Melchuma, and they decided to make it into a Yom Tov, as I'll soon explain why that's more than the other part. It became a Yom Tov, and it should have really been a Yom Tov for one day. But because there was a Nes in the Menorah, and they gave us a mitzvah of lighting the Menorah for 8 days, so that extended this Yom Tov into an 8-day Yom Tov. And it says, Kovim b'osim Yom Tovim, b'halal v'idur. Now, the Brice is not telling us that we have a mitzvah of halal v'idur. Because if it's telling us the mitzvahs of halal v'idur, it should say, and the Menorah. B'halal v'idur, hadlok ha-Menorah. And therefore, Rashi explains, the Braisha really should have stopped Kovim B'Osim Yom Tovim, full stop. As far as we are concerned, Kovim B'Osim Yom Tovim. The Haluchos of Yom Tovim, look it up in Hilchos Chanukah. So Rashi says that the Braisha is explaining, I told you it's a Yom Tov, Lagaba, Tanis, and Hesped. But you might think, if it's a Yom Tov, it's a rather strange Yom Tov. A Yom Tov, you're not supposed to do Meluchas. So you're not supposed to do Meluchas or Kashinani. The Brice is telling us, when I said Yom Tov, I meant it's a Yom Tov because you have a mitzvah of Halvaidor. It's not informing us mitzvah Halvaidor. It's not informing us the mitzvah of Hadlok Samnoila. But it's explaining why had it got the title, the name of Yom Tov, because there's a mitzvah Halvaidor. Halal makes it into a Yom Tov. If you learn more in Megillah, you see the Halal connected very much with Yom Tov. The mitzvah Halal Vaidur gave it the shame Yom Tov. We're not mentioning the Hadlok Samnoira. That didn't make it into a Yom Tov. So Rashi says, Rashi had the same question which we have. Why do you mention Halal Vaidur? Either mention all the three mitzvahs or nothing. So Rashi knows, really you should mention nothing. It became a Yom Tov. But if it became a Yom Tov, you might ask, why is it no Issa Melucha? So the Brice explains, when I said Yom Tov, I meant Yom Tov, the Halal Vaidur made it into a Yom Tov. That's why Rashi doesn't explain the Hadlok Samnoira. I think it's a push-up shot in the Gemara. All right, this is a bit of a union for Chanukah. You know, Chanukah is, you've got a Chanukah Toilus on Norachayim, in Choshe Mishpat, and Yeridaya. I've never seen. I've got a Sefer Toilus, it's got 500 Teritzim on the Bais Yosef's Kasha. You can imagine it goes all over the Toilus. It can be a book of Bishas. Let me just tell you something which is fairly new to me. I only learned it for the last few years. The Chidur says that Ibn B'Sham Orach Chaim, that the first day, the Kasha is the first day, we had enough oil for one day, so why do you have a Yom Tov on the first day? We should start the second day. So he says the first day was, they were mechanech the Mizbeach. The Yevunim were meshaket the Mizbeach, the Avnei Mizbeach, and so the Chashmonu had to throw them all away, and they built a new Mizbeach, Chanukah's a Mizbeach. And so it was like, well, to the Yom Tov, they built a Mizbeach. No, Yom Tov. Chanukah's a Mizbeach, Chanukah's a Bayis. So the Chidur said, Chidur says the Yom Tov was, after they put all the effort and they built the Mizbeach, they had a problem. The Mizbeach can only function, or Eish al Mizbeach tikkat boy, there has to be Eish. Now the Eish is a mitzvah for, we have to bring Eish. But the Eish has to be first yoyred min hashomayim, as Rashi says in Parsha Sab, Alpha Pish Eish yoyred min hashomayim is mitzvah lehuvi min hahedyet. But there has to be yoyred min hashomayim, that's not in our hands. And they davened and davened, Gewaltige tefillah on that day, till the nest came and the Eish Yodim Lashemayim. And that was a Gewaltige Simcha Eish Yodim Lashemayim. So Chidur explains that that was the nest of the first day, when the Or Cheshchaim says the first day was because of the building of the Chanukah Samizbeach, it doesn't just mean Chanukah Samizbeach, they wouldn't make a Yom Tov because of that, it wasn't a nest, it was Derech HaTeva, but the Yom Tov was that after Gewaltige tefillah there was Eish Yodim Lashemayim. Pardon?
The same thing
at
the beginning of first
Pesach. Yes.
We don't have
the Yom Tov. The first Pesach we do actually. We have the Shchaydish. The Shchaydish listening. Yeah. Yeah. That was the Chanukah. But then there was a lot of things happening. Shchaydish. Listen, there was a whole 10 things happening. In any case, this was a time of Nisim in after the Chorban. Don't think it was after. After the great Chorban, which the Yevunim did, it was, they were all the way down, and they built stuff again. Fregen des Furim, gewaltig. So there was a Ness, Yor Esh B'el Mishmaim. There was a Ness, Rab Miyad Miyatim, gewaltig. But why do we like the Manoim because of that? As I said before, for the Nisim, we have Halal Vaidur. Rab Miyad Miyatim, Esh B'el Mishmaim, Halal Vaidur. The menorah we have because of the Nesem menorah. So this is, why do you make a Yom, why do we light the menorah on the first day? It's not connected. It's a brilliant answer I saw from the Popolo of the Chi Yosef. It's really, the answer's not so brilliant. It's an answer from a brilliant person. In other words, what I mean to say is that somebody knows Shas can think of it in this answer in the middle of the Chulam. It's Dr. Zoyz, I pushed the Zach. Rashi and Chemish, it's a Mishnah in Tumid. Eish Tumid tikkad al mizbayach le'sichbe. Push the Pshat. Eish Tumid. There had to always be an Eish on the Mizbeach. Let's push it. Pshat. Rashi says, Eish, Sheneem Abo Tumit, which refers to the Menorah, Dod Mishteit Lahalis Ne Tumit, the Eish of the Menorah Tumit has to be taken from the Mizbeach. If there's no Eish on the Mizbeach, you can't light the Menorah. So even though they had a nest, the oil burned for 8 days, if they wouldn't have had the Eish on the Mizbeach, there would be no Menorah. So really, the Eish on the Mizbeach was a part of the Ness of Menorah. I pushed the Teretz to be known as Gemara. I don't know if it's so well known, the Marshul also answers the Bais Yosef's Kasha. what's well known is that B'Shalom himself says three answers, and then there's the Fiyabriyah, so the Meir actually asked this kasha. The B'Shalom's kasha was asked before the B'Shalom, but we didn't have the Meir yet. The answer in the B'Shalom was Zoicha, that he was given the name of the B'Shalom's kasha. In the Echmalit, says, look, Marashi in last week said, V'hoya B'Shalom's kasha, L'Eish, B'Shalom's Yaakov L'Hova. As B'Shalom, a kufrek, a kasha, L'Eish, G'von B'Shalom's Yaakov, G'von L'Hova, G'von L'Hansa Flam, Fendi. Akapunim, the Mashu, there's a teres on Mashu. The Mashu and Mesech Tzchil. Mashu said that he happened to be learning this Gemara of Timur Batara, and it happened to be the days of Hanukkah, so he decided he'll say something on Beis Yosef. I'm on for Dalit. There's a din, a Klecheres, you can't toivel. If a Klecheres becomes Tumah, you have to break it. But when you break it, it becomes Tumah. You can put it back together. Shvirus on the Eterus. How far do you have to break it? So the Gemara Dalton Chilin Daf Mei says, if it's a big keli, if you've broken it in such a small part, which is less than a chatzi loig, it becomes two. She said that was the learning of the Gemara. Umadni bimei Chanukah, we were in the days of Chanukah, when we learned the Gemara. And I said, oh, I bazai, I got a terrace of B'Shalom Yosef's kasha. With all the nisim in the shaman and everything, everything was tumah, but they had a problem, the menorah was also tumah. What do they do with the menorah? And they were tumah, and they couldn't make a new menorah. If they are tumah, everything is tumah. Why the oil didn't become tumah is also a kasha. The Bach discusses it. So he said what they did was they took big klecheres and they broke small pieces, and they had little pieces of less than a chatzilai, and that's how that was their menorah. The kasha is so if they're less than a chatzilai, that's not enough. You have to have chatzilai b'chol laila v'laila. And was a nes that even they had enough oil, but the keder wasn't big enough. So there was a nes that it burns through. Then he goes on to say, oh, that's the mashu. Go on.
So you use
broom shards
for things
from there? The kasha has to be a bit more. Aber ferische Gemurre in Zvuchem, Daf Tzadik Zayin, Kleishuras cannot be made from Cheres. Forget about broken. Maybe if it's broken, maybe they could chweiss, polish it. But chleishuras, befresh gemura, mekenish machem a chleishuras from chedas.
Was?
Pass this, yeah. So the gemura zogt as the mekadish the oil in the menorah. If it's not chleishuras, it wouldn't be mekadish the oil. Actually, I'm sorry, not the gemura says it. The Gemara says they had a keli which makaris the oil before they put the klei shuras. Take Tosfos Dalton, why couldn't it be makaris in the menorah itself? So it seems to me that the menorah was a klei shuras. Is their kasha take the tefiyah shot? Mashuras, this is a Ferish Gemara can't make a klei shuras from cheres. Some sofer, so then Mashuras didn't make such a mistake. So Chamsoif was a Chamsoif was a Nefesh to the M from the Mashu. As he's got a klal as Rav the Chikim Emes. I don't want to say the other part as Rav Chadishim Sheker, that's not always. But Rav the Chikim Emes is a Zukta Azoi. They did the following. They took a clay mattress, which is Mekabel Timah. A big clay mattress. They made a big hole in it. If you make a hole, komoitze rimon, I think that she is. No, komoitze mashka. If it's a mashka, if it's something to hold a mashka, you make a hole that can't hold the mashka, it becomes tuhur. And then they block this hole with cheres, or with glass, which is also like cheres. And there's a shit in the Gemara, the Meyahalt, hakel hoylech acha amamid. So now this keli, which is metal, it could be gold, silver, whatever it was had a mamad of a clay cheres. So it had the din of clay cheres. So when they broke it, it became tor, as we said before. But the gaba clay shuras, sof, it was a golden keli. So in Londish it was a clay cheres, but it was, because it was the metzias, gold or silver, it was good enough. Another teretz on B'Shalom's kasha from the Frida Gebov Veruf, the Kiddush Asiyah. He says the following. We said today in Halal, we had some next 7 days, we'll be saying, Ma'is Hashem, Ha'is Hazoi, Sini Flas Ba'inaini. Zayim Hashem, the Gulab Nis Mokhobai. The Teret, the Pesachim, the second Teret says that the first day, the Nes was that when they poured out the oil, filled up the menorah, the jar refilled itself. So there was a Nes on the first day. Well, the Kasha is what was on the eighth day. You know, if you pull the blanket to one side, Pashtus, I think, that's the way I understood Bas Yosef. Don't want to spoil what the others say, but the way I understood Bas Yosef was saying, Avada, on the eighth day it didn't refill. It refilled on the seventh, but they used the Nestic oil for the eighth night. So they were using Nestic oil. But because on the first day it refilled, they saw the Nes, even though they didn't need it till the next night. So for that, they made the levy of the Yom Tov on that day. That's the way I understand. The Nes actually was only for seven nights. But because the Nes of the seven nights, on the first day, they already saw the Nes, that they're going to have oil tonight, and that day, and the Nes happened, they made them to Yom Tov. That's the way I understand Bas Yosef, because otherwise Bas Yosef is not my pain. What's the answer? It fell up the first day. I mean, Bas Yosef also knew that. It's either here or there. But he's the condition saying the following. It refilled itself on the eighth day. Why? What for? Because they didn't need it for the ninth night. He said it refilled itself, there was a sibah. When they searched for the oil, they couldn't find any oil, they found one jug, chusim, by so much kind of. It's chusim, so it couldn't have become tumah. Freik toisvus, it could have become tumah, it can still become tumah with timas heses, by moving it without touching it. Even though it's sealed, if you. Azov is matama beheses. A goy in ish matama. But Chazal be goyim on goyim, that they have timas heset. So if so, this jug they found it wherever they found it, maybe it became tumah through a goy, picked it up to timas heset. This rectosis. Zutabav veruf azoy. And achanam. The taka didn't know. But the other braid was to take tumah the goyel. Tumah hitra betibin. Nashia. Tumah the goyel was tumah midoraisa. Here they got oil which might be tumah midrabun. In the worst case, a goy touched it, it's a tumah drabun. Rather take oil which is sufik drabunon than have oil which is tumah, push the suah. So every day they were lighting with this oil. Baruch Hashem, we don't need to have oil which is tumah midaraisa, but still, who knows, it might be tumah midrabunon, there's still a bit of an unhappiness about it. And Rabbi Yishim filled it up every day again, yeah? It's tumah drabun, it's all tumah drabun. Rabbi Yishim wanted to show them that no, this oil actually Azov never touched. So the Boy Yishon filled it up again on the eighth day. They should use it for the ninth day when they didn't need to. Had it been tumidic oil, sufik tumid, they wouldn't use it. The fact that the Chazal say, La'uvad akosh bucha nisa la'magna, the Aibsha doesn't make a nes without any purpose. So the purpose why it filled up on the ninth day, on the eighth day, was to tell them that, no, this is 100% tur and you can use it. So there was a Walter Gesimcha. So he says, Zois Hanukkah, the eighth day is called Zois Hanukkah. Why did we need on the eighth day an S? We had enough oil after it filled up the first day. Zeh Yemus Hashem, the Eibshem made this for us, that the Gil of Nismachu boy, the boy is eight. The Eibshem made specially an S on the eighth day that we should appreciate that all the other 7 days it was taka toilet oil.
By the ninth they already had fresh oil.
Yeah, but they could use this. The Eibshem filled it up, they should use this.
They should not use that.
Yeah. Tell them that this is. You
ask them
how can
you
rely on it, yeah?
Gegen real oil, which is coming because some of it's made
Batara. I'll repeat what I said 4 years ago, you might have forgotten. If so, I'll repeat what I said 4 years ago. I said a Gemara to Gemara from my father's Achasad of Bucham. The Lushna Gemara is that after all the oil became Tumor, Bodki Velo Motzi El Pach Echachachim. You're boidek when you want to not find something. You're boidek a house from Chumut, you're boidek a beggar from Shapnik, you're boidek. It should say Chipsi, they searched. They searched for oil. You're boidek a house, it should be clean from Chumut. You're boidek a beggar, you're boidek a knife, for a second, shouldn't have a pagan. What's the notion of bodki? It should say Chipsi. My father said that I want to get tenets. He was once by the Tish of Rebitzkel. And Rebitzkel, in Antwerp. And Rebitzkel told the story, and he said, I don't understand this story. The Shinder Baruf, the Divri Cheskel, the oldest son of the son Baruf, was once a guest in a town, and Friday night he took the kois to make Kiddush, and somebody came up to him, whispered in his ear, this oil, this wine is, you know, Asa Bishvul Shetasashi, you know, something's wrong with it. She never looked at the oil, at the wine, looked and looked and looked. Hadrich HaKadosh. I don't see anything wrong with it. And he made Kiddush. Ritz goes up. I mean, if there was a chash, how can you Hadrich HaKadosh tell your life b'shamayimi? So my father said, he was once at the Tish Parash HaChikas of the Klozenburg Rebbe, Zarech HaTzad Rebuch. And he said the following. I don't know in whose name he said it. The Targum Yonis says that when they gave the Poradima to Eluz of HaKoyen to make the Poradima, he was boidic if it's trifle. He was boidic if the Gemara says you can't be boidic a Poradima because a Poradima has to be burnt complete. And the Gemara even says that from here you've got a raya that you can rely on roif. There's Yitzchus trifles, but roif behemoths are not trifle, and because you can. Every Puradim, you have to rely on Rav. It's a Rav, you can rely on Rav. So what's the claim of Boydik? How could he be Boydik? The Dalka Moshe, the Ramuch, Rav Moshel Yisroel, Nay Yisroel Yitz and Biyad Ramuch, Dalka Moshe says in the Yeridaya that if a butcher wants to buy an animal, if it's trifle, he's got a Rav's Hefzit. He wants to know which animals to buy, he should go, he should test it. Put his hand over the animal, and the animal, which is kosher, will lower the head. If it's not kosher, it won't. There's a Gromu, Dalka Moshe. So it could be that Targum Yonis is that meant I lose that coin with Boydik in this way. Now, if you can be Boydik in this way, so this Karai, you go Busar off. Zuktazoi. Tell your labor Shemaimi, you can't use these type of things in Halucha. Halucha, you have to be Mavala. If it's not Halucha, it's only a Chimra or a Hidra, you can use Recha Kodesh. So the Gemara says it must be that you go with the Rav to Al-Paluchas Beseda. Al-Paluchas Kusha, Yochosha Namiya Tatsachimra, for that you can use these types of money. So my father said that wine was Kusha wine, Edech Nem Bethim. This is Kusha wine. And Edech has got a koyach to say something's Kusha. You can't say it's trifle. Somebody came up, so in Halucha there wasn't a shal. There was a shal if you wish Chosha on Chimras, you can use Yechal Kodesh. My father said the following. The Tosfos asks a kasha that maybe this oil, which had the chosim of Kohen Gadol, maybe it was tumah to mazov, which is a richter gittim. Pneishi asks the kasha as tumah hitcha betzibah. Why did it need the nes bachlal? That tumah hitcha betzibah. Look at Pneishi. Ma'ayb she wanted to show the chavivas. They were searching for oil. Al pi alucha, they didn't have a problem. They could have taken tumadik oil. They were searching, they wanted to, a hidden mitzvah should be betala. So this is a hidden mitzvah. For hidden mitzvah, you can rely on Riach HaKadosh. So when they found this oil, they were boided to see if it was tumah or not, with a Riach HaKadosh. They were boided because it had tumah zol. Boided, and they said, no, it's not tumah. Ah, for a chimra, you can rely on Riach HaKadosh. So the bedikah was not finding it. They found the oil. And then after, they were boided to check if it's kush or the nisht. I'll just finish off. Left out a lot here, you can take home homework, interesting things. Let's finish off with two things. The Bais Yisroel, I mentioned that she says that they could have avoided the whole problem with Timothy Betzibah, but because they had Agavaltike Shtok, because they wanted to do it in the best possible way with Batara, so they had Siat Lishmai, because they searched. If they wouldn't have searched, they wouldn't have had this Siat Lishmai. They searched, why did they search? They were desperate, they wanted to do without relying on Timah Hitcha Batibah. This is also one of the things which I said at the beginning of this year, that every year there's a Schachas. There's a Schachas of the Hishtoikakus to do things, not just Yoitzazan, to do things with all Hadidim. And we have this Koyach, his orders to do Brans Klal Yisroel, and that's why we have Mahadran and Mahadran and Mahadran, and that goes very well with the next Yidbeis, the Lushna Me'idi. The Gemara says if your Zur is in the Chanukah, you'll have good children. Lushna Me'idi, Yidbeis. La'oilam he'udam Zur is l'kayim is ha'mitzvah. Ibekal v'chamil. Sh'ayin yedayim ha'tzchush ha'mitzvah. We can't be shy at greatness of mitzvah. We call mitzvah. Ya'ilibay sumach, you can rely. Sh'ayin ha'shem ha'kapayach tzchak ha'beya. Omri, now look at this, it's underlined. Harugal b'nei Chanukah, and he adds a few words to the Gemara. Harugal b'nei Chanukah, derech chivav mitzvah. He does it with a chaviv. It's not a vatin gan. He does the derech of mitzvah. Ebehur mefirsemes, and he gets his orders. Having no burim tali the chumim, there's that name mitzvah oyer toira. So the chanuk has to be done with a chaviv, with the chshivas. The chavas yur, one of the greatest apostles, says that one should sit at the nechanuka for half an hour, in the miras, siyas the bruchas, talk about nisim and the flus to for the family, kadoim, and there the shabbaisis, that's the zman of chinuch. The Yom Tov Chanuk is a special zman of chinuch, that to be marba his oris, for havas Hashem, the Eibush, the Chaboyich, the Mamishol, the Ahava, always, especially in that time. I just mentioned that the Pondiv Jeruv, the Chassadik of Rucha, was in Tuf Shechuf. He was at the Pirchem Siyam and Gates it. Tuf Shechuf, going back 60 years ago, it wasn't. I don't know if London was much bigger than Gates was then. And there was a Siyam. Was a Siyam. They finished the Mishnayos. That was a big Simcha. And he got up on the roof and he said the following. He said, "What's the grace of Simcha? You join together 100 boys. Each boy learns on 20 Mishnas. You finish." And Altaheim, there were boys who finished Gansas Durim, Makadoyim, what's the grace of service? So he said that actually, the whole Timel about the Nech, about the Nech Hanukkah, the oil one day burned for 8 days. And then Besmikdash, every day they had it. Throughout the year, the Nech Tumit was also the same amount of oil as others. And when all the others finished, that kept on burning for 24 hours. What's the big deal? He said, yes, when you got a Besmikdash and everything is going at 10, listen. They with a tzkif of Nissen. Noch anes. But after, when they had this chabm of the Yevunim, they destroyed everything, and then with great effort, they managed to put it together, and they saw then a nes. This is the Gavalt HaGadach. So after the chabm, the shoya, which Klaidusloh went through, and we get together in Gateshead, and we had boys, Yiddish Kinderlach, making the Siyam Hashas, this is the Gavalt HaGavius. Now that Baruch Hashem, we have Taka boys finishing Gansas Durim, I should help design Yagdil Toyra Viyadir.